AI agents, world models, and the gap between benchmarks and production. A research paper from Alibaba Cloud's Quen team, Quen Agent World, is advancing the idea of language world models for general AI agents, training a model to simulate how the world responds to actions, creating an internal planning environment that reduces the need for costly real-world interaction during each training step. The practical appeal for production deployments is straightforward. One of the core bottlenecks in deploying AI agents today is the cost and latency of every planning step requiring a live API call or system interaction. An agent that can simulate likely outcomes internally before committing to action could plan far more efficiently. A detailed technical analysis of the Enemy AI in From Software's Elden Ring, a game celebrated for its difficulty, offers an instructive counterpoint. The analysis reportedly found that enemy behaviors rely on simple state machines with no neural networks, complex planning algorithms, or tree search. The sensation of facing an intelligent, intentional opponent is produced entirely by animation quality, hitbox design, and the timing of behavioral triggers. The result illustrates a point often lost in AI coverage. The success criterion for game AI is not optimality, but the feeling of challenge. An opponent that plays optimally is not enjoyable. A separate piece arguing that evaluation startups, companies providing AI model benchmarking and scoring infrastructure, face structural challenges gained traction in the comments. The core claim is that the models being evaluated improve rapidly enough to render evaluation frameworks obsolete, while enterprise buyers increasingly develop in-house evaluation pipelines as tooling matures. That concern connects directly to a deeper question about world models. How does a practitioner validate that an agent's internal model of the world is reliable enough for a given deployment context? The community's working assumption that world models are the key capability unlock for general agents may be technically correct, while the business adoption curve lags significantly, because the deployments that would benefit most from capable agents are precisely those where model error carries irreversible consequences.